Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Hinton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hinton. Johnson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrion moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Adair moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards center. Blair catches it and throws to Adair, who relays to Johnson to double up Alvis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmer bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Tony Martinez pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Stu Miller now pitching. Jim Landis pinch hits for Dick Hauser. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Tony Martinez now playing shortstop. Steve Hargan now pitching. Boog Powell pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing first base. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Alvis moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Sam Bowens. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a line drive towards short. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Palfari now playing left field. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Stu Miller. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. John O'Donohue now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dick Hall now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Wagner moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Davalillo is walked intentionally. Alvis moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-4 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Adair. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.